Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. It's Shelby Williams, Cass County 4-H Youth Coordinator. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. You're getting closer and closer to wedding day all the time, aren't
That's you? That's right. Pretty excited.
Pretty excited and pretty busy.
Yeah.
Glad you took a little time out of that day to carve a little time out for us here to visit, because it's kind of an important time in the 4-H year. With the start of the new school year, it's also kind of the start of the 4-H year as well, and that's, recruiting, it's always important.
Yeah, recruiting is always a big deal for us in the 4-H, and we're really pushing recruitment really hard this year. We actually, this year is the first year that the Clover kids, that the ones that started in kindergarten will have actually completed the whole course and went, and so they're third grade this year. So they'll be transitioning into fourth grade, obviously. And so we have 27 Clover kids graduating out. So that's kind of exciting and scary at the same time, because we kind of need to fill those 27 spots. So that's job one. And then just obviously we love to have any new faces, and I guess I'm really trying to stress that, you know, please don't think that 4-H is just showing livestock. Mm-hmm. There's so many different opportunities and activities that you can do. It's endless opportunities. So
And that runs me right down the rabbit hole that I wanted to get to right out of the gate, too, is that living here in a rural community, in a rural county, rural part of the state, where so many people have such a long history through their families of being involved in things like 4-H and FFA, those agricultural opportunities, we tend to just assume that everybody knows all about 4-H. But that's not always the case, is it?
No. So the next couple weeks, I'm going to be at Produce in the Park, and I'm pretty excited about some of the activities that I have planned for the kids. Like I said, I'm really trying to stress that 4-H isn't just, you know, the sows, cows, plows. Like, we need to get past that. It's the leadership, the citizenship, the, you know, community involvement, you name it. There's all those opportunities. And I mean, yeah, just because we do live in rural Iowa does not mean that your interest has to be showing cattle at the fair or pigs at the fair. You could do share the fun, educational presentations. Those are just some big things that come to my mind off the top of my head. The static exhibits, it's, I mean, basically anything.
When you take a look at just County Fair Week, for example, and see, oh, animal entries have been pretty steady. We've been pretty good holding on. Some counties haven't been so lucky like that. Mm-hmm. So there are still a lot of folks showing there, but when you walk up to the building and take a look at the static exhibits, you'll realize real fast how it's diversified, how it's not as agriculturally related as 4-H used to be. It's broadened its horizons quite a bit. A lot of those static exhibits have, in some cases, almost nothing to do at all with agriculture.
Yeah, this year we had kind of an issue, but not necessarily an issue. It was a great thing for us. Mm-hmm. We had over 400 photography projects entered. So that's something in our county that's really taking off, and that's really good to see. I mean, and the amount of pictures that were not, like you said, related to agriculture was awesome. And I mean, there is, like I keep repeating myself and saying that there is mm-hmm. so many opportunities. There really is. I mean, you make something at school or you make something at home and you don't know, I mean, what project area it fits into. I mean, we have people make, you know, signs. We have people make clothing items. We have food. We have, any category we literally have. So
it's a pretty broad range. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, bringing animals to livestock, that's hard. That's difficult. I mean, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of work. It takes some money up front. It takes a lot of effort to be able to do that. There are other projects, though, that don't take near as much effort to be able to participate in fair. And that's kind of what 4-H has become. They're trying to do it in a lot of ways. It's not a financial burden to the youngsters. It's not a time burden necessarily for the youngsters if they don't have quite as much time. You're trying to give them as many opportunities to participate as possible.
Yeah, we always talk about having, like, well-rounded individuals. I think that, 4-H really helps to, like, target that. And I don't always like to say, you know, if people always told you, like, in, mm-hmm. for me, example, in college and stuff, like, you need to be a well-rounded individual. I mean, I agree with that to a certain extent. And there's always going to be things that you like more than others. But obviously, I'm very passionate about the 4-H and the agriculture industry with my job and everything. But those opportunities are there, and it's crazy how far that they will like take you. And we do. We look at calendars every time we sit down and schedule something. We look at those calendars to see what school activities are happening, what Girl Scout activities are happening, what Boy Scout activities are happening, and we try to schedule our stuff in between that so that those kids can be in all of those activities. We try to support our community and other activities in the community, and you know, just by having those different activities, you work to become a well-rounded individual. So,
well, and is it safe to say that although you share the same mission, you have a lot of the same goals, and there are a lot of similar type of things that go on, is it fair to say, though, that 4-H is different in every county?
Yes, I would definitely say that 4-H is different in every county. Like we were just talking before, I mean, I grew up in Marion County, and there is so many different things compared to Marion County to Cass County. Some good and some things that I would change in both counties. But I think that's what makes it unique also. And then when you go to like some of those 4-H camps and those workshops and stuff with the surrounding counties, you kind of, again, learn how they do it in their county and what they do. And again, those interactions and, you know, sure, just being with other people help you.
And locally, you pair up with the schools, with the YMCA, with conservation. You pair up in a lot of different ways with a lot of different organizations. Although you're, like I say, there are similarities county to county with 4-H, there are differences because you're allowed a certain amount of freedom as long as it meets the mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess, like I said before, those partnerships are great. I mean, they help make the program, the 4-H. See, a lot of those kids overlap in a lot of those areas. And, you know, like sometimes the things that you do in Girl Scouts, you bring to the fair through 4-H, or you bring as a presentation to your club, and then we all learn from that. So that's really cool to see how those all kind of tie together.
Yeah, you bet it is. There was no Clover Kids when you were in school, right?
There was not, no.
That's a reasonably new thing.
Yes.
Yep. A good thing, do you think? Has it worked to help recruiting?
I really like the Clover Kids program. I wish it obviously would have been there when I was that age. I guess when I was younger, I had older siblings, so I wanted to start showing, you know, right when they did. But I think as a whole, it really helps with recruiting because a lot of those kids have been involved in that, and so then they just, you know, transition on over. I think that for Clover Kids, even if, again, if you're not a farm family, you're just meeting with your peers, being able to stand up in front of, you know, your classmates and stuff, and being able to talk in front of people and share your ideas and make decisions. And I think any time that we can get those kids started any earlier on that, it's going to be a positive.
Life skills.
Yes.
Skills that you use all throughout your life. Okay, so with all that said then, these are all good reasons for folks to consider getting their children involved in something like 4-H. So how do they go about doing that? Do you have an opportunity for them to learn more?
Yeah, so the next 2 weeks at Produce in the Park, we will be out there recruiting pretty hard for the youngsters. Enrollment actually starts September 5th. So in the next couple of weeks, we are taking just interest forms, and then I will be in contact with those families that are interested in doing that. So that's a really good, easy opportunity to come talk to one of us. Just stopping in or calling the extension office. I'm willing to talk to anyone about and going through the process with that. So
for parents who are involved in 4-H themselves, it's a pretty easy sell. They already know what they're getting their kids into and how much they're going to enjoy it. But for folks who maybe haven't been involved in 4-H when they were youngsters, but their kids might show an interest. Okay, here comes the good part, by the way. Listen closely. How much does it cost to be involved in 4-H?
Nothing. Absolutely
told you it was
nothing.
The good part. Yeah, we've had very, very supportive folks, businesses, groups, what have you, in the community. In a lot of different ways, they support 4-H throughout the year, and that allows this to stay pretty much a free opportunity.
Yeah, and another cool and exciting thing, we haven't released all the details yet to all of our 4-Hers, so you'll probably hear this before a lot of other people do, but this year, if people register by November 1st, we're doing an incentive for we will do a drawing at our county convention for whoever is the winner of our prize that we are giving away, which we haven't decided on yet, but I think that that's going to be a really neat opportunity also. So that's an incentive to get signed up early. So get going on the 4-H year. So.
Excellent. Well, I know things slow down a little bit, just a little bit after the county fair for you.
Yeah.
But it ramps up again pretty fast because the 4-H year, well, there's a lot to be done during the course of the year. And also, I guess we should probably, before we stop here this morning, talk a little bit, too, about the volunteers that help make 4-H continue to move forward because you need those.
Yeah. We are very fortunate in Cass County to have a lot of great volunteers, a lot of people that have been around for a long time that continue generation to generation to really be active in the 4-H program. And that's great to see. But again, like those Clover kids that we have coming up, it's great to get those parents involved right away also, or just anyone out in the community that is looking for, you know, something to do, something fun, interacting with kids. It's a great opportunity. Again, we'll have information on that at Produce in the Park too. And if you're interested, you can always call and talk to us at the office, and we love volunteers. So
absolutely.
anyone, if you just want to help out for a couple hours, I mean, we will take any sort of volunteer.
Excellent. Well, then think about 4-H. Keep that first and foremost on your mind. If the kids are bored and they need something productive to spend their time, well, 4-H might just be the answer to that that equation there. It's always a good opportunity for folks to, for youngsters, not only to do positive things with their time, but also maybe make some new friends, too. Excellent. Shelby, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.